Will Judge Amy Coney Barrett become a Supreme Court justice? Her confirmation hearings began this morning and will last for 4 days. Republicans almost certainly have the votes to get Barrett confirmed before Election Day, but it will not happen without a fight. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
There are plenty of firsts to this hearing. It's the first time that a confirmation hearing is taking place amid a pandemic and with two committee members, both Republicans, recently having tested positive for COVID-19. And it's the first time that a confirmation hearing is taking place at the same time early voting has begun in many states. Even the hearing room itself will be different, with some senators likely to participate remotely. Still, expect there to be plenty of rhetorical mortal combat, because the stakes are so high. If Barrett is confirmed to fill the liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat, many of the court's precedents could be at risk. As Barrett herself put it just days before the election in 2016, when contemplating a President Hillary Clinton making an appointment like this,
it has the potential to flip the balance on the court.
That possibility is writ large now because this is President Trump's third nominee to the court. There already is a 5-justice conservative majority. And if Barrett is confirmed, conservatives will have a +2 margin on the court, giving them a dominant upper hand not just in the outcome of cases, but in crafting far more broadly written conservative decisions. So this week, the focus will be on Amy Coney Barrett and her judicial philosophy. Would she vote to overrule Roe v. Wade, or to strike down Obamacare, or give greater powers to the president, or limit congressional powers? Just what kind of a justice would she be? Many of the speeches noted in her Senate questionnaire are no longer available on various websites where they may once have lived, and a website involving a charismatic Christian group she's long been involved with appears to have been scrubbed, according to the Washington Post. At the White House, when President Trump announced her nomination just 16 days ago, Barrett described herself this way.
I clerked for Justice Scalia more than 20 years ago, but the lessons I learned still resonate. His judicial philosophy is mine, too.
Justice Antonin Scalia was a conservative icon who, more than any modern legal theorist, popularized the concept of originalism, the idea that the Constitution should be read to mean what the Founding Fathers intended at the time it was written and ratified. He was a fervent opponent of Roe v. Wade and of the court's gay rights and same-sex marriage decisions. So if Judge Barrett is a justice in Scalia's mold, she'll move the court decidedly to the right. The problem for Democrats is that Barrett is a very accomplished nominee, a star professor at Notre Dame Law School, a mother of 7, including 2 children she and her husband Jesse adopted from Haiti, and 1 child with Down syndrome. At the same time, however, many of the features of Barrett's life that point strongly to her conservative views also involve her religion. For instance, in 2006, she signed a 2-page ad in the South Bend Tribune declaring that, quote, "It's time to put an end to the barbaric legacy of Roe v. Wade and restore laws that protect the lives of unborn children," close quote. Barrett, for her part, has consistently said that a judge should rule on the law, not her personal beliefs. Here she is at her 2017 confirmation hearing for the appeals court judgeship she now holds.
I would never impose my own personal convictions upon the law.
But probing that assertion is politically tricky. Democrats who tried in 2017 found themselves branded as anti-Catholic. Here, for instance, is the famous question asked by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
I think whatever a religion is, it has its own dogma. The law is totally different. When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you.
Republicans, like then-Senator Orrin Hatch, reacted with fury.
It appears that Professor Barrett has one big strike against her, and that is her religious faith. It's despicable.
It's a theme that Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell picked up 10 days ago, speaking on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Discrimination against people of religion was on full display. I think our colleagues on the other side need to be reminded there is no religious test for public service in America. None whatsoever.
So Democrats in the next few days almost certainly will try to find ways of questioning Barrett that don't directly involve her religious beliefs. Senator Chris Coons, for instance, says he'll focus on other questions.
We have an incumbent president whose reelection is at risk, publicly saying, I'm choosing this judge so she can rule on an election dispute if one arises, at the same time that he's casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election.
Coons, who met with Barrett by phone last week, said she refused to say whether she would recuse herself from an election dispute. Then, too, there's the subject of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, which is scheduled to come before the court for a third time a week after the election. Twice before, the court has upheld the health care law by votes of 5-4 and 6-3, but Barrett has been very critical of both decisions, and if she's confirmed, she could well be the deciding vote in this latest attempt by the Trump administration to get the court to strike down the law in its entirety. For her part, Barrett has made clear that while she believes the Supreme Court's doctrine of following precedent is important, there are times when it is not. As she wrote in the Texas Law Review in 2013, I tend to agree with those who say a justice's duty is to the Constitution, rather than a precedent she thinks clearly conflicts with it. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.